Sunday Meditation, March 6th, 2005.
Oh, she was leaving. She had to go get her.
The question today has to do with guidance and how people can perceive guidance, how they can become aware of their guidance. And along a more specific line, we're wondering just exactly how guidance can be perceived by people who do what we would consider to be quite evil things, killing other people, controlling them, torturing. Is it the case that guidance goes bad, or is it the person in the way they perceive the guidance? Could you give us some information on guidance, please?
We are the principle known to you as Kuo. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. May we express our thanks to each of you for creating this circle of seeking, and express what a privilege and a joy it is to be able to have the opportunity to share our thoughts through this instrument on the subject of guidance, both the positive and negative aspects of it. It is a large subject, and we can but hope to make a beginning in this session of working, but we are most grateful to you for providing the energy and the question to create a sharing of energy amongst all of us and you. We offer this up to the Creator and would ask of you only that you continue throughout the session and when you think of this session to use absolute honesty in examining your feelings about the thoughts that we share. Your discrimination is priceless. No one else can know what is right for you but you. You are the authority. We are not. We are only those who share thoughts. Please, if there are thoughts that we share this day that trouble you or in any way do not resonate for you, drop them, put them down, and leave them behind, for they are not part of your process. If you will do us this favor, it will help us to feel reassured that we can share our thoughts without damaging in any way your own free will or the sacredness of that process within you, which is your spiritual evolution. You ask this day concerning guidance, and we find that without a certain amount of discussion before we begin talking about guidance itself, we have nothing to hang it on, no structure which will hold us and hold the concepts about which we would like to speak. And so we would step back from that question long enough to share a few thoughts about the way we see you as beings. We see you as entities with, as this instrument has said recently, feet firmly planted in two worlds. You are soundly and firmly entrenched from your birth onwards throughout incarnation in a world of illusion that this instrument calls third density. It is consensus reality, as it were. It is the world in which you meet people, make relationships, create a living for yourself and for your family, and find value and meaning and direction in a life that is full of choices. You receive upon entry into incarnation a formative bath of cultural orientation. Your parents teach you what to think about the reality that meets your eyes. You form biases based on incorrect information given to you by parents and teachers and other authority figures. You create biases within yourself by the pain you experience when you are too helpless to defend yourself from such pain. And when it becomes too much to bear, you create pockets of pain deep within yourself, and you bury them over with good times and school assignments and the growing up process. By the time that you have reached what your culture would call adulthood, you have a set of biases within yourself which have created a somewhat colored and distorted view of this consensus reality. And this is the beginning that each of you has. This is your start towards the grand adventure of moving from consensus reality and its extremely limited choices and thoughts into a greater world, a world that is non-local, that this instrument would call the metaphysical world or the world of time and space. It is this world from which you came upon entering incarnation. It is this world that you agreed to forget upon birth, so that you could, with absolute freedom of choice, find your way through desire alone. Into what is loosely called the truth. For this journey, the help that you have is your larger self. Now let us look at this situation. Here is a larger self that includes the Creator in all that there is. Through many, many experiences in all the densities of experience up until now in your space-time travels, you have explored the energies of the elements, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom. And you have come at last into the world of animals which bear consciousnesses that are non-local. This is the animal that you now are in third density or in your consensus reality beingness. It is not that you are divided or split against yourself. It is that the surface of yourself is created by the experiences of a biocomputer that is strictly your brain, dealing with every experience that has touched you and especially hurt you in such a way as to survive that experience. You remember the good times. You remember the difficult times. You remember the choices that you have made and those things that seem to have worked for you. You have found ways to protect yourself, to defend yourself, to help yourself be comfortable and happy. And you have done all of this with that consciousness that this instrument would describe as that of a great ape. Many instinctual behaviors have helped you to focus your energies in order to experience life as a comfortable thing. At the same time, as you have become competent working with your third density body, making those choices and living your life, you have, whether early or late, whether suddenly or gradually, become aware of the larger universe that interpenetrates and surrounds consensus reality. There are many attempts by authority figures in one's childhood, usually, to interest a growing being in the interests of religion. And often the first forays that a seeker has into that larger reality of the spirit is offered through the offices of religion. Sometimes, as in the case of this instrument, the orientation of the seeker is such that such entries into spirit actually work. And there is given to one such as this instrument the opportunity to live a life in faith, never leaving the comfortable confines of a parish church, and yet glorying in the company of angels and archangels. And so it has been for this instrument. She did not reach far for her guidance system, for it was the one known as Jesus, whom she knew as a childhood friend. It was the one known as the Holy Spirit. Words to most people, but to this instrument, a living being whom she came to call Holly, and whom she talks with every day. For most entities who truly and deeply seek and will not be satisfied with the commonplaces that do not fill the empty places in the heart, none of this works. And so the seeker begins a journey. Where to, he does not know. All he knows is that he is seeking to fill the empty place within. It is not given to the seeker to know that he is already in that larger universe that he so craves to know about. To the seeker, it somehow is all out there and to be reached for. And yet that is not the model that we would give you, nor the model with which we would ask you to work in attempting to clarify and refine your contact with your own guidance. We would offer you rather the picture of yourself as a being that rests already in the sacred space within, so that the process of learning is actually a process of recovering or remembering who you are. Now, before incarnation, you created things for yourself that will stand you in good stead. You created relationships that would try you and test you and teach you how to serve without any expectation of return. You created ways in which you could, in some outer way, be of some service to those around you. And it is a wonderful exploration to undergo in faith. To look at each day with the question, how can I help? How can I serve? Whom can I love? And what shall I learn? You do not ask these questions in a void. You ask them within the sacred space of your own heart. That which we offer this instrument is offered in a very careful way. This instrument tunes for this contact, as if she were a radio station, tuning to her highest and best self. And when she is there, knowing she is unworthy, but asking to be of service regardless, she offers herself with a whole and utter completeness to the highest and best energy that she knows. And in this case, in this instrument's case, we correct this instrument. This instrument asks for the energy of Jesus the Christ, or what many would call Christ consciousness, and what this instrument prefers at times to call simply unconditional love. She asks for the highest and best contact that she can carry in a stable manner of unconditional love. Then she gathers around herself a group so that she does not bear this upon her own shoulders at all, but rather is simply the focus or the translator of energy from one density, shall we say, or level to another. It is a fairly complex practice and is geared towards the collection of information which has polarity, and which therefore has power. She selects that target to which she attaches herself or with which she connects, so that together that energy, that source that she has sought, and she may create a body of words, with the hope that such words may inform and inspire. There is risk involved in this work. It is the risk of receiving information that is not helpful, that is not positive, and that creates fear and anxiety, rather than harmony, hope, and unity. When an entity by itself seeks guidance, there is no such risk. For the instructions from many sources within your consensus reality on this are very clear. The suggestion in general is to go within. Go into that inner room of prayer. Closet oneself and listen to the silence. You see, guidance does not actually come in words. This instrument is not receiving direct guidance from us. This instrument is retranslating concepts that may have some power to heal or to help in growth in your process. And then inner guidance, it is the same truth. So often, entities who feel that they have received guidance express it not in terms of words, but in terms of epiphany or realization. It is much larger than words can hold. This content of truth. The going into the silence is first of all simply to stop the self from talking, to divorce the self from the busy mind, or what this instrument would call the monkey mind, the third density thought. Now, many times each of you within the circle has experienced that wonderful movement from local and linear thought into imagination. Connections become looser, and they slide across disciplines and ways of thinking, finding friendly structures in unlikely places. And one begins to create castles in the air and have wonderful towers of thought that have come to one somehow sideways. This is guidance at its most elementary. When you have finally been able to begin to disconnect the relentlessly logical linear mind and have lifted away from ratiocination to imagination, then you have become ready to behold your larger self. As you sit in the silence of no thought, as you relax into that sacred space that silence builds within you, your body is able to relax and let go of its incredibly tenacious hold on your deeper consciousness. Physical changes occur to one who is simply sitting and resting. The blood pressure drops. The pulse slows. The brain waves actually change, and chemical changes occur throughout the body systems. You can breathe more deeply at last and begin to release yourself into your fundamental seeking. You can begin at last to ask the questions that are too deep for words. The first thing that occurs when you move into the silence, for most entities, is that all of those things you have not wanted to look at or have put aside because there was no time come up and are viewed by you. Do not resist these forays into seeming thoughts. For they are the material that the very highest part of your subconscious being has been concerned about. Welcome them as guests without any attachment to how long that guest will stay. And sit with that guest and listen and observe. This is something that has been stuck in your energy body. Let it get unstuck. But do not hold on to it. Do not follow it. Allow it to express. Allow it to rise. And allow it to fall again. This process may be all you can do for months if you are simply a beginner to silent meditation, and that is fully acceptable. That is progress of the greatest kind. Gradually, you will become able to move deeper because you have begun clearing your energy body, and those blockages and distortions that were most troubling you, that were most constricting the energy on its way to your open heart, will have been released, balanced, loved, and accepted by you. Have you any idea how unaccepted you are by yourself? You have only to go into meditation to discover that. Let the ghosts that haunt you visit you. They cannot hurt you. You are safe. Allow them to rise. And begin to look at those ghosts and the shadows that they represent as worthy, honored, loved, accepted, and embraced. This is a powerful process. And may we say that in our opinion, it cannot be rushed. It cannot be hurried. It has its own rhythm in your life, in spirit. And once again, as you persist day by day in the discipline of allowing yourself to get to know yourself, you are clearing the way for an ever deeper understanding of who you are. Each of you came here very focused on learning and service. And yet you walk through the veil of incarnation and you forget that focus, so that as you live your life, you are learning not by rote, not by memorizing lessons that some teacher or authority figure has given you, but by every thought that you have, every desire that you are able to identify. The refinery of earth is one in which you decide what to refine, what to pursue, what to bring up from the treasury of your own subconscious material, and how to mine that material for the jewels that it contains. And it is in this model that we would talk to you about guidance. You came into incarnation supported and bolstered without any possibility of being abandoned or isolated. With a very solid, sturdy guidance system. It is up to you to create the structure with which you feel comfortable as a person for receiving this guidance. To some extent, you may do reading into religions and philosophies and myths and archetypes. For each culture has ways of describing and structuring guidance. For the Native Americans, for instance, every animal has a role to play in guiding. Each animal that you meet, therefore, is a messenger. There are systems of guidance which employ inspired human beings who act as gurus. And these gurus are able to focus spirit in such a way that realizations come to the student who is devoted to the guru. There are those religious systems which ask of one that one follow a certain master, such as the one known as Jesus, or the one known as Buddha, or the one known as Allah and his prophet. There is an almost infinite array of ways to approach beginning to become aware of guidance. In general, we would say that you must follow the path of greatest resonance. If there is a master who resonates to you so much that you wish to follow in the footsteps of that master, then you will take a certain path towards guidance. If you find that you are more comfortable following the chain of coincidences of those things that speak to you from day to day, then life itself becomes the messenger of guidance. And in many cases, by the simple discipline of beginning to record one's dreams or one's thoughts after meditation, one is able to gain access to that web of love and support that is all around you and waiting with the greatest of eagerness and joy for the opportunity to be heard. We describe this and characterize this as guidance of a positive or service to others nature. You have also asked about guidance of a service to self nature or a negative nature, such as the one known as Hitler and other obviously service to self entities who were not interested in helping others but in controlling them. Within the time-space densities from which guidance comes, the positive and the negative paths are separated. One within fourth or fifth density has chosen either to serve others or to serve the self. You, as a positive spirit, are receiving guidance from your own greater self at a density that is further on in space-time than your own. You are receiving back the information that you have won by earning it through lesson after lesson, service after service, and density upon density. When you receive guidance of a negative nature, it has not been arranged beforehand. It has not been planned before incarnation. Rather, it has the character of a predator and prey. For the service to self entity that wishes to be a negatively oriented guide for a third density entity is actually looking to control a source of power and to be sure that that power does not turn towards the light, but towards the darkness. These entities are what this instrument would describe as vampiric in nature. They are looking to feed upon your love and to turn it into fear. The path of their ingress into your system of awareness has to do with those deeply buried spaces of pain which are usually embedded during childhood, but may have been embedded more recently in the adulthood as well. Usually the deepest pockets of pain and suffering within an entity's psyche are those that have been buried since childhood and have been well covered over. If you have distortions involving anger, for instance, such an entity can find a roost deep within you. And if you become interesting to such an entity because you have begun to seek the light and have therefore polarized and begun to accrue power to your being within incarnation, you will attract such entities' attention. And they will look throughout your armor of light, shall we say, throughout your energy body, to see where there is a hidden pocket of pain that is unknown or unaccepted by the conscious mind and unloved by the conscious heart. And into this pocket, they will come and perch and wait for the opportunity to create fear, pain, division, and so forth. Each entity is vulnerable in her own way to such greeting. It is like a Chinese puzzle, in that the more such greeting is resisted, the stronger it can become. Had the one known as Hitler been able to turn and face the pain within him, this entity would not have been able to delude himself as he did. For indeed, this entity believed that he was aiding not only himself, but his entire race, with which he identified strongly, by excluding those who were not perfect, as was his race. To build up such prejudice is to move ever deeper into fear and exclusion. When in your life you see divisive energies, energies that judge and exclude, and create a feeling of elitism and the sense that one is better than another entity or another group, you can easily finger the culprit. You have been beguiled by vampire energy into turning on a part of yourself in which the light is not developed. There is always the choice, when this is perceived, as to how to deal with the situation. If you reject yourself and judge yourself for having come into this configuration of thought, then you were increasing those divisive energies and moving further from the love that you understand as positive. You are still engaged in loving, but that love has been distorted into fear and into those negative emotions which attack, defend, and create barriers. Moving back in, moving back into a gaze of the self, you may see that it comes down ever and always to this moment. Here is the moment of choice. Here is the arena of so-called light and so-called darkness? Shall you love what you see? Or shall you reject it? All of polarity and all of your access to guidance rests on your decision in this moment to embrace, include, and love, or to reject, exclude, and fear. Here is where words like faith, grace, and hope are seen to be entities of great beauty, power, and truth. At the moment that you realize that you must ask for help, you have already begun to receive that help. It is as reflective as breathing out and breathing in. Know that you are never alone when you seek the truth. Know that you are in the company of those who love you and wish only to support you. How to access your guidance? There are as many ways as there are people. And we will be glad to explore any of those ways about which you wish to ask. Simply knowing yourself to be the being that you are is the beginning of a great adventure. And may we say that at any time that you wish us to aid you in your meditation, we are glad to join you if you will but mentally request our presence. It is not that we have anything to add, but our love. And that love is as a carrier wave that enables you to meditate a little bit more smoothly and deeply. We gladly offer that and are most grateful to serve. And we thank each of you who has asked us and who has been able to feel that underlying and undergirding steadiness that comes with meditating as part of a larger group. Be assured that you have an extended family of what this instrument would call angels and beings that have worked with you before, that rest around you continuously, and that bolster you on every side, before and behind, above and beneath. You rest in a web of love. We would ask at this time if there are any queries before we leave this instrument. And we thank each of you for enabling us to respond to such an excellent question. We are those of Pool.
I have a question, Quo, from Dr. Katie Spivey in Finland. She asks, did the planet Earth have an unusually great amount of extraterrestrial visitors from near and far after mid-September this past year in 2004, somewhere around the middle of September to the end of September? Was there anything special happening around our planet that may have prompted this keen interest in us?
We are those at Lukuo and are aware of your query, my sister. We would not answer this query specifically. However, we would like to comment in general that as your planetary sphere and indeed the solar system in which it rests and dances reaches this particular end date of what this instrument calls third density upon planet Earth, there have been and will continue to be repeated waves of incredible energy that are rolling across your planetary sphere and the inner planes that are connected with this planet. They are waves of things leaving and things coming. It is as though night were falling and dawn was breaking. And in between, as this instrument would say, Katie, bar the door. Again, it is a crowded universe. Now let us focus briefly upon the linkage between third density and fourth density. In attempting to graduate from third density to fourth, this planetary sphere has so often repeated a singular error that it has been unable to achieve a complete planetary graduation in a long time, much longer than has been experienced by most planetary spheres. It is an extreme enough and unusual enough occurrence that it has created what this instrument would call a time lateral or a shunt. The train of planet Earth's people is sort of gone off on a side track until it can bring itself together in love. Instead, repeatedly, it has brought itself together in fear. And this is not unusual, considering that we see upon your planetary sphere those who have, as those of Mars did, destroyed their planetary surface by war, and as those of Atlantis did, destroyed their continent by misdirected crystal energy. The tendency, therefore, of this planet's people is to become wrapped in fear and cause an explosion of negative energy that is usually seen as war. This pattern has repeated itself through empire upon empire. And now, those who have in the past been part of this pattern have almost finished what they can do to gather together what this instrument would call Armageddon or Gotterdammerung. They have failed. We believe that we now see that this is so. Nevertheless, the thrashing of what this instrument would call the dragon's tail is yet mighty. Up until approximately, we give this instrument a figure of 5 years ago, the probability, possibility of vortices were that this pattern would repeat itself. However, enough positive energy has begun to be gathered in the hearts of the planetary population of humankind upon planet Earth that the very likely polar shift that was expected before the end of your 20th century was averted. What is occurring now upon your planet as it goes through the labor of planet Earth into fourth density is that delicate task of releasing the negative energy collected by this planet in ways that do not destroy the planet. And so, as we have said before, you can see the tsunamis, the earthquakes, the catastrophes that are terrible, but not earth-shattering. And we mean that literally. Love has transformed your possibilities. And now you gaze at the genuine possibility of bringing the planetary sphere together in a web of true love. My friends, how much you have to balance. It is a staggering challenge. But the hearts of the people of planet Earth are beginning to come alive with a great desire to love each other. And this is your calling at this time. It is for this reason that you came to this incarnation. And we say to you, love one another. Waves of energy, both positive and negative, will continue to impact your planet. Every ghost that you did not ever want to see again will come directly face to face with you. And if you are very lucky, that ghost will be shown to you in an honest and loving mirror. That is the most for which you can hope. For in order to become a truly loving person, you shall need to embrace these energies. Accept these ghosts as part of yourself. And integrate your personality more and more into that part of yourself that is the consciousness of a living Godhead. May you fare well with these birthing energies and become pioneers of fourth density. Is there another query at this time? We are those of Kuo and find that we have exhausted the questions in this circle of seeking for the moment. We say again to you what a privilege and a pleasure it is to be with you and to share our humble thoughts. And may we ask you again to discard them without a second thought if they trouble you. The beauty of your beings and your seeking humbles us and opens our hearts. Thank you, each of you. We are those of Kuo, and we leave you as we found you, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Adonai.